In May 2015, Frasers Property Australia entered into a contract to purchase a 115-hectare site in Grampian Drive, Deebing Heights, as freehold land. The site forms part of the Ripley Valley Priority Development Area, identified by the state government for families to establish homes in a rapidly growing southeast Queensland. Part of this land contains the Queensland Heritage Place listing for the former Deebing Creek Mission, which operated between 1892 to 1915. This includes the Deebing Creek Mission Cemetery in the north, the former mission area in the south, and a narrow corridor along Deebing Creek connecting the two areas. The cemetery is owned by the state government and does not form part of Frasers Properties land. The former Deebing Creek Mission site is an important part of Queensland history. Aboriginal people from both the local Ipswich area, along with other parts of Queensland and northern New South Wales, were residents of the mission, and for this reason, the site is particularly significant for their descendants. From the very beginning, Frasers Property has acknowledged this. It's why we embarked on a patient and inclusive community consultation approach to ensure that the heritage values were understood and to provide an opportunity for Aboriginal people connected to the site to influence the conservation approach that is being taken. Over the last 3 years, this has involved around 50 meetings with over 150 stakeholders. These meetings started prior to Frasers Property owning the land and progressed to community meetings and an open day on site in late 2015. In addition to the consultation, Frasers Property commissioned various studies and investigations and produce proposed heritage response plans to better understand and communicate the history of the site and its features. Frasers Property developed a community consultation website, which was used over this time to keep all stakeholders updated and provide ongoing access to all correspondence, reports, and plans. Frasers Property then produced a proposed heritage response plan. This plan has a number of key features. The dedication of the mission area to the government as public parkland. No development of any residential properties in the listed heritage area. The adaptive reuse of what we understand to be the old cricket oval as a local sporting park memorial. Rehabilitation of the landscape and installation of heritage trails with meeting points at key historical features. Installations that retell the important story of the Deebing Creek Mission and its people. Providing more space along Deebing Creek by increasing the overall width from 40 metres to 120 metres and increasing the space around the Deebing Creek Mission Cemetery by dedicating an additional 30-metre buffer. All of these features result in a dedicated parkland network that is much larger than the existing heritage-listed area. In addition, and as a direct result of their input to the consultation process, the community has achieved a significant change from the plans originally submitted by the previous owners in 2014. While this proposed heritage response plan has received a positive response from many in the broader community, there are three issues that consistently get raised by the descendants of the mission residents. They have expressed that they don't want to see any residential development in the wider area. They consider the land was stolen from them and want it given back. And they are concerned that development will disturb burial locations. Frasers Property acknowledges and respects these concerns. That is why their approach has been to listen, to do the research, and help explain the facts, to increase the space for the mission area to exist in a peaceful setting, to increase buffers to sensitive potential burial sites, such as the cemetery and possibly even Deebing Creek, and to dedicate the significant area as public parkland. In this way, it can always be accessed, respected, and the important stories of its history can be learnt by all of the people of Queensland and beyond. It is Frasers Property's desire to continue its work with the community to try and create further positive outcomes on the land, and perhaps also a cultural centre on the mission land, which would be a first for Ipswich. Additionally, and to provide certainty for the community, Frasers Property, and the state government, Frasers Property have also entered into a heritage agreement with the state government, which binds us to specified conservation measures for the former Deebing Creek Mission. Fraser's property has also been actively managing its duty of care under the Aboriginal Cultural Heritage Act. This work began in mid-2015 in accordance with an existing cultural heritage management agreement on the land with the Jagera people. In 2017, as a result of a new court case, the Jagera Yugarapal people became the traditional owners for the area, and in accordance with Fraser's property's commitment to engage, they are now looking to work with them. As matters stand, the Jagera Yugarapal people are unwilling to enter into a cultural heritage management plan, but Fraser's property will continue to engage with them in the hope that the Jagera Yugarapal people will participate in the Aboriginal Cultural Heritage Survey and monitoring activities as the project takes shape. Jagera Yugarapal. So after 3 years and much consultation, Fraser's property will soon be commencing development with an approved development permit in the northwestern corner outside the heritage listed area. The project will be launched in 2019 and will include approximately 925 new homes, sporting fields, a school, and over 37 hectares of public parkland. As works commence, Fraser's property will have experts on the site helping to ensure they are meeting obligations in accordance with the Duty of Care guidelines for the Aboriginal Cultural Heritage Act and the terms of the Heritage Agreement. Importantly, as a result of this development, the mission site will again become accessible to the community, something that has not been possible for the last 103 years. The conservation of a former mission site set amongst a residential community was always going to be a challenging task. However, after 3 years of sincere listening and engagement, Fraser's property understand that their new plan represents a positive opportunity for the future and sincere respect for the history of the site, with their vision for a vibrant and proud community.